And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, May the 24th, 2007. It's the birthday of Bob Dylan, born in Duluth, 1941, born Robert Zimmerman, grew up in Hibbing on the Iron Range, a mining town. Dylan later said there was an innocence about it all. I don't recall anything bad ever happening. In 1955, the movie Rebel Without a Cause came out. Dylan went to see it four times and started to wear a red leather jacket to school, put grease in his hair, and he started a band called the Golden Chords. Spent a couple years at the University of Minnesota, heard the folk singer Odetta, and then heard of Woody Guthrie and started playing at local coffee houses where he took the name Bob Dylan after the poet Dylan Thomas. Took off from New York City, January 1961, one of the severest winters in New York in decades, spent a few days just riding the subways to keep warm. Took a trip down to Greystone Hospital in New Jersey, where Woody Guthrie, he was dying of Huntington's disease, brought along his guitar, sang songs to Guthrie, including one he wrote for him called Song to Woody. Here's to the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. Within a year, Dylan had his first record contract, recorded his first album when he was just 19, went on to become a prolific songwriter, Blowing in the Wind, Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Mr. Tambourine Man, Like a Rolling Stone, hundreds of others. Published his first memoir a few years ago, Chronicles, Volume 1, which got great reviews, was even nominated for a National Book Award. Bob Dylan, once asked if he thought of himself more as a singer or a poet, he said, I think of myself more as a song and dance man. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, 1963, just 23 years old when he wrote his first novel, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh, a big critical commercial success. He was compared to Fitzgerald and Cheever. He was asked to model clothing for The Gap, which he turned down. He then spent 5 years working on a novel that Chabon later said was about utopian dreamers, ecological activists, an Israeli spy, a gargantuan Florida real estate deal, the education of an architect, the perfect baseball park, Paris, French cooking, the crazy and ongoing dream of rebuilding the Great Temple in Jerusalem. And it was about loss, lost paradises, lost cities, the loss of the temple, the loss of a brother to AIDS, and the dream of restoration or rebuilding. He wrote 1,500 pages, gave up on that when he had an idea for a new novel that he wrote in 7 months, Wonder Boys, and then a novel called The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay came out in 2000 about a Jewish kid who flees the Nazis just before World War II, has to leave his family behind to come to America, and along with his cousin, he creates a comic book superhero named The Escapist. Michael Chabon, who said, literature, like magic, has always been about the handling of secrets, about the pain, the destruction, and the marvelous liberation that can result when they are revealed. It's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1940, left Russia for this country in 1972. It's the birthday of William Trevor, born in Mitchelstown, Ireland, 1928. His collections of short stories include The Day We Got Drunk on Cake and other stories, Beyond the Pale. William Trevor once said, if anyone asks why I write gloomy novels, they need only know that my father came from the south of Ireland and my mother from the north. He said, all my writing is about non-communication, which is very sad and very funny. Here's a poem for today, a little four-line poem by X.J. Kennedy, entitled Ars Poetica. The goose that laid the golden egg died looking up its crotch to find out how its sphincter worked. Would you lay well? Don't watch. Ars Poetica by X.J. Kennedy from Peeping Tom's Cabin, Comic Verse 1928 to 2008. Published by Boa Editions Limited. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with a poetry tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dan Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dan Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.